Well, today's episode is on easy process to file LLP3 agreement form via GenComp or by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Here is the proper step-by-step guide to e-file an LLP3 agreement form via GenComp or software. Also, we mentioned the due date with the needed documents. Simple definition of LLP agreement form 3. LLP Form 3 is used for filing the Limited Liability Partnership Agreement in the case of a newly formed Limited Liability Partnership and for making changes to an existing Limited Liability Partnership. In order to submit Form 3, an LLP agreement must be signed. Due date for the LLP 3 Agreement Form. Limited liability partnerships must pass a resolution authorizing a partner to act on half of LLP's name amendment for each partner. It is essential that the designated partner digitally sign Form 3. Attach the partner's DSC along with the DPIN number. Documents attachment for LLP Form 3. There are a number of documents that must accompany the LLP Form 3. 1. Additions, supplements to the LLP agreement. 2. LLP contract. 3. Form 3 requires the digital signature of the designated partner. 4. Be sure to include the partner's DPIN and the member's DSC. 5. Additional optional documents. Is it better to file the LLP 3 form by GenComp? GenComp software is designed by SAG Infotech and it is used by professionals who wish to file e-forms with MCA, such as MGT7, AUK4, ADET1, DA3 KIKAN Web, LLP8, CHG1 and 4, DPT4, LLP3 and 11, etc. Steps-by-step procedure of LLP3 form via GenComp software. Step 1, first install GenComp software on your desktop and laptop. Step 2, after installing the software, move the cursor towards the LLP button. Step 3, now click on the LLP option and then the software will show the eForms option. Step 4, after clicking on the eForms option then select Form 3 in a particular list. Step 5, move on next step. Select the desired option as shown in point 1, i.e. A. Filing form with regard to LLP agreement. B. For information with regard to changes in LLP agreement. Step 6, after selecting option 1, filing form with regard to the LLP agreement. A. Fill in the details on page 1 as shown in select update to save the details. B. After selecting update go to page 2. Step 7, now fill in the details of page 2 and then click on the update button to save the details. Step 8, after that select page 3 from the given options. Step 9, fill in the details of page 3 and select update to save the details, after that select page 4. Step 10, on page 4 details of designated partners will be shown which you have provided in the software. A. Select the designated partner and the professional whose DSC is required to be attached to the form. B. Select the update option to save the details. C. Attach the required attachment by selecting the attachment option. D. Select generate option to upload the form details on the MCA portal. Step 11. Select the MCA login ID from whom you want to upload the form. It will upload all the details of the relevant form on the MCA portal. Step 12. After selecting option 1A for information with regard to changes in the LLP agreement. A. Select page 1 and provide the details as required and select the update option to save the details. B. After that select page 2 in the option. Step 13. On page 2 details of designated partners will be shown which you have provided in the software. Step 14, select the designated partner and the professional whose DSC is required to be attached to the form. A. Select the update option to save the details. B. Attach the required attachment by selecting the attachment option. C. Select generate option to upload the form details on the MCA portal. Step 15, Select the MCA login ID from whom you want to upload the form. It will upload all the details of the relevant form on the MCA portal. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 407 2000. Thanks for listening.